Blog Talk Radio.
On the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream, one day that even the state of Mississippi is sweltering in the heat of injustice, sweltering in the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream. Happy birthday, Martin Luther King Jr.
Happy birthday, Martin Luther King Jr. That piece was done by the one and only Queen Lushy Lush. You know, we have to pay our tribute, salute, for sure. And now she's going to go and check out The Real Husbands of Hollywood. And hopefully
I'll be coming right back. I'll be coming right back and giving you a review on a Real Husband.
And Cougar Town.
And
Cougar Town, please. And Cougar Town.
And Cougar Town, please.
All righty now. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Queen's Lounge, your sexy host, Emma E2K. And, of course, you know, we had to definitely start by saluting Martin Luther King with a little, you know, music from the children and a piece by my queen, Lushy Lush, you know, from his speech. So tonight's topic, what we're discussing tonight is how big of an impact does hip-hop have on politics? And we're also going to interview George Martinez. So, you know, call me, 347-826-7722. How big of an impact does hip-hop have on politics? Let me know. I want to hear you. Talk to me.
We all agree tonight, all of the speakers have agreed, that America has a very serious problem. Not only does America have a very serious problem, but our people have a very serious problem. America's problem is
from a black man, 'cause that
from the mouth
of why
and daddy O.
Do a crime,
end up in jail,
and gotta go.
Cause you could do crime and get paid today, and tomorrow you're behind bars in the worst way.
Far from your family,
cause you're locked away.
Now tell me,
do you really think crime pays?
Even on taking what your brother has?
You little sucker,
you talking all that jazz.
It's time to stand together in a unity. Cause if not, then you're soon to be self-destroyed, unemployed. C-Rap race will be lost without a trace or a clue. But what to do is stop the violence and kick the science down the road that we call eternity, where knowledge is formed and you learn to be self-sufficient, independent. To teach the East is what rap intended, but society wants to invade. So do not walk this path that they laid it.
Self-destruction.
Tell them where we be at. Brooklyn, New York City. city where they paint murals of Biggie and cash we trust, cause instead of fabulous life look pretty, what a pity, blunts are still 50 cents, it's incest, street senses dominant can't be covered with incest, my presence felt, my name is Quali from the eternal reflection, people think your MC is shorthand for misconception, let me meditate, set it straight, came to the conclusion that most of these cats is featherweight, let me demonstrate, walking the streets is like battling, be careful with your body, you must know karate and think your soul is bulletproof like Sade, stop acting like a bitch already, be a visionary and maybe you can see your name in the column of obituary. Third grade teacher reading and talking about, I knew he'd amount to nothing. Neighbors like he was the quiet type. Who'd have thought they was frontin'? Talking loud like you and RCA. Get carted away with body parts and trays. What a way to start your day. Yo, it's like
You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. Where them gangsters at? Where them dimes at? This ain't rapping, this is street hop. Now get up off your ass like your seat hot. My live niggas split up the reefer. Trunk in the car, we got the street sweeper. Don't start none, won't be none. No reason for your man to panic. You don't wanna see no ambulance. Knock a pimp's drink down in his pimp cup. That's the way you get Timberland up. Let the music diffuse all attention. Ball of convention, free admission. Hustlers, dealers, and killers can move swift. Girls get close, you can feel where the food kept. All my shit's coming, homies parolee. Kid Muddy, leave the beef alone slowly. Get out my face, you people so phony. Pull out my waist, the eagle so phony. They shooting. I made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. With them gangsters, with them dimes at. They shooting. I made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. With them gangsters at, with them dimes at. Yo, my mood is real rude. I lay you out, show you what still do. Mobsters don't box my punch out of blodgy. Every invitation to fight your punk asses. Like Punch said, you ain't even in me class. Made back, spin back, seat, TV plasma. Ladies looking for athletes or rappers. Whatever you choose, whatever you do, make sure he a thug and intelligent too. Like a real thoroughbred is. Show me love, let me feel how the head is. Females who's the sexiest, it's always the nastiest. And I like a little sassiness, a lot of class. Mommy reaching your bag, past the fifth. I'm a leader at last, it's a don you wish. My nines are spit, niggas lose consciousness.
Woo, had to leave Nas in Queens. And now I'm down to the boogie down. BX, stand up, you heard?
Worldwide, BDP are the freshest. Worldwide, worldwide, worldwide. Another race fight endlessly. You know it being watched, you know it being seen. case if we as a people don't stand up and say, stop the violence!
Yeah, we need to stop the violence in hip-hop and stop the violence, period. Rest in peace to Miss Melody. We do have George Martinez on deck. His interview will start in a couple of minutes. I don't want to leave the Bronx yet. I don't want to leave the Bronx without playing two more salutes to two other artists from the Bronx that I feel respect is due from them. So we went from Brooklyn to Queens, and now we're in the Bronx, so... The next is definitely to A.G.
Holy are you.
Shout out to the God Rakim.
Holy are you.
Yeah, yeah.
There is no God but you.
Barry.
There is no God
Ray
but Rice, you. Praise be the Lord.
Peace, God.
Peace, God.
Glow.
Thank you.
Holy are you.
These young men have millions of people in the palm of their hands. I don't want to see us condemn them. I want to see us teach them, encourage them, enlighten them, and encourage them to do better because the whole world is listening.
A lot of chocolate berries, call me Willy Wonka. Pump Berry TV on Lake Minnetonka. See me eye to eye and face the uncommon. I take niggas honor like the great Mr. Wallace. I'm bonded with a city, the Bronx where my heart is. Distract my aim, get turned to a target. Inspired by Ra, so this is homage. I'm the same whether beach of the Bahamas or a cell eating ramen.
That says to the young rapper, look man, you didn't want to be no leader. But you've got millions that are hanging on every word you say. Why don't you become a teacher?
Heaters and toasters with my feet in Minnesota. In the middle of a shootout, think I need a bigger poster. And all she think about is getting closer. I'm getting a lot more wiser, all she do is get older. My South Bronx swing, like money in a bank. And my flow so water should be running through your sink. Party arty, I put it in blood and ink. My catalog, close to Pac, I can send you the link. I'm a native descendant, raised in detention. And around the world, cause the way I say a sentence is showing age. So you know what that means. Got fans overseas doing back springs. Nothing lasts forever, but our bond was built on gold. Showing they is everlasting. In Minneapolis, long dough, 950. I own the zone. When bones come home, we headed out to Boston, where the Beach Boys roam. Or in the Hay with my nigga Naps. Water, Sunny Boy. Any list without my name is null and void. And line for line, nigga, I'm fucking Floyd.
Definitely to AG from DITC for that one. That was crazy. You know, I had to play that one real quick. And before I leave the BX and we go straight to the interview with George Martinez, which is already on deck in the Queens Lounge, you know I got to play some puns. Now, come on now. How am I going to play? I'm going to be the Bronx and I play puns. Let's go.
Hey, yo, I shatter dreams like Jordan, the sword batter your team. Your squadron will be barred from Ab, like Adam and Eve from the garden. I'm carving my initials on your forehead. So every night before bed, you see the BP shut off the forehead. Reverse that, I curse that, the first whack. Nigga with the worst rap, cause he ain't worth jack. Hit him with 1,000 pounds of pressure per slap. Make his whole body jerk back. Watch the earth crack, hand him his first pack. I'm the first Latin rapper to baffle your soul. Master the flow, niggas be swerving, I'm blacker than cold. Like Nat King, I be rapping and tongue packing. The ones magnums, cannons, and gas. It's Big Pun, the one and only son of Tony Montana. You ain't promised mañana in the rotten Montana. Come on, Donna, we need more rhymes. Philip marijuana, snake bite, anaconda. A man of honor with mana, try to match my persona. Sometimes drama, I blow my own mind like Nirvana. Comma, and go the whole nine like Madonna. Go try to find another rhyme with my kind of grammar. When you awaken, your manhood will be taken. Faking like you're Satan when I'm the rhyme and the abomination. When you awaken, your manhood will be taken. Faking like you're Satan when I'm the rhyme and the
adrenaline, uncut,
straight to your gut, medicine, raw cure for pain. I coach your brain like polyurethane,
simple and plain.
I'll explain it in layman's terms. If you came to learn how to make fire, I'ma make it burn higher and hotter than lava. This dollar advisor, as smart as MacGyver, could put on a beside the heart of a liar. Involved in the life of crime, fuck it, I like to shine. Up in the white and lime, cut with the pipe as I'm brushed out. Cold pockets about to bust out. If you're not in it for this finish, get the fuck out. Take a hike, we can even battle to make it right. Go ahead, take the mic, you're finished. Say goodnight, head to head in the street. I leave you dead in your feet, settling beef. I'll even let you rhyme to the Benjamin beat. But it won't matter, your dream's still gon' shatter. It's a long ladder to climb, and mine is on the stagger. So get out of town, before I hit you with the loudest sound you ever heard. Desert bird player, you out of bounds.
You can ramble out the mouth like you ramble, but you slouch. If we battle, you'll be out without a shadow of a doubt. And that's the ugly truth. Killers walk with muddy boots. Once my dogs cut me loose, that's a bullet in your bubbly goose.
When you awaken, your manhood will be taken. Faking like the Satan when I'm the Robin the Abomination.
When you awaken, your manhood will be taken. Faking like the Satan when I'm the Robin the Abomination.
And that went out definitely to my BX family. I don't know if y'all aware, but George Martinez is a rapper, and I have something of his. Not something he sent, but something that I kind of like. And, you know, I usually play what I like. So, here you go.
This is Rhythm. George Martinez of the Love of Hip Hop. And the global block movement, we are ground zero, the epicenter.
For the love of hip hop, I will not stop. The love of hip hop, I will not stop. For the love of hip hop, I will not stop. The love of hip hop, I will not stop. For the love of hip hop, I will not stop. The love of hip hop, I will not stop. For the love of hip hop, I will not stop. Love and hip hop, I will not stop.
In politics, I blaze a trail, put so many on the game. It's funny when they walk and act like they don't remember your name, and that's trivial to me. Cause I'm all up in the clouds and I'm home already. They're like my children, make me proud. If they ever rebelling against their parents, folks gotta give them space. So independent, they can grow, and if they return, embrace like prodigal sons. But if they never do, then they become the ones. Out the graces, keep it straight like racist. I'm the brother, smoke them, disappear, leave no traces. Say a word, hit you like a brick and break faces. It's raw dog, no chases, lusting for faces on the rizzo. That's why we gotta flip the blit out. The sound of the kid out, what the spit out. The way mommy jeans fit got grown men running to rock. Why you gotta shine just to watch the split out? My thoughts and actions make this shit pop. Pop shit like activists do. We rapping at you. This is for the armies of crews, the activist crews. Coming in two by twos and making moves. And my movement curve, non sequential. The reaction to my manners is inconsequential. Especially after the shit that I've been through. See the space, I didn't come to save the human race. Really stand up in class, I be playing hooky. The whole system is trash, and now we booking. Jumping over the line, you believe in standing still. And that's the difference, cause I will. I'm not a studio rapper, R.I.T.Z. here to set ya. Turn the page, the next chapter.
For the love of hip hop, I will not stop. For the love of hip hop, I will not stop.
Some people get it twisted when they see the style is different, and they come from all sides. How is there no difference between the conscious and the unless they all really born one as the other begun? Me, I must be dumb. Light a poop with truth, like all the Perez notes where I pop the suit. Said I was too hard, he was too cute. Fucking refute, I'ma reboot the system in an instant. That's why I am the rhythm. Measure flow of sound, measure me now. My size is profound, no celebrity now. I'm in the dirt with the people. Sometimes in a shirt, in a tie, in a steeple. Me, I'm the eagle, meets the condor. Down the back, time for an encore. Galactic alignment, no time for confinement. Keep your compliance, it's all about the fines and refinement. Defined missionary, look deep to find it. Rewind it, sad how many are never minded. That's why I'm constantly reminded, the end of science of what we came to do and what we aiming for. Sleeping with the enemy, that's why we at war. One more.
For the love of hip hop, I will not stop. For the love of hip hop, I will not stop. For the love of hip hop, I will not stop. For the love of hip hop, I will not stop.
For the love of hip hop, I will not stop. For the love of hip hop, I will not stop. For the love of hip hop, I will not stop. For the love of hip hop, I will not stop. For the love, we do this for the love. Rhythm is love.
What up, it's Mr. Do-It-All, Vice Verse, and you're checking out my sexy sis, my girl in a bag of pearls, Emma E2K, at the Queen's Lounge, right here on LushRadioOnline.com. Wow!
Woo! So what we did, because I like to say we, because I do have an audience, I took it all the boroughs on hip-hop, everybody represented. So BK, Queens, BX, everybody stand up, because I definitely play something for everyone to be able to rep. So being that we're on the topic of hip-hop and the topic being how big of an impact does hip-hop have on politics, and I think the best person to be able to shine into this topic would be, of course, my guest, George Martinez. So I'm about to open up the lines and bring him in and, you know, show him some warm love, some Queens Lounge love. Hey, George, peace.
How you doing? Peace.
I'm good. I'm amped up. My phone lines is like Christmas. I love it, even though Christmas passed, but I love it. It's got to be you.
Yeah, that's always good. That's a well,
it's
man.
Gotta
listen, your show.
It's got to be you.
I'm just happy to be here with you, man. Your show is awesome. That's good, great music choices. It's definitely a ride through the boroughs. Definitely feeling that 1,000%.
Yeah, I thought, you know, every time I think about hip-hop, I think universal. You know what I'm saying? I think unity, so I have to do that. I mean, you know, I'm biased.
Yeah.
I'm from the BX, but I always show love to all my boroughs because I hung out everywhere. Hung out in Brooklyn. You know, I hung out in Queens. I was, like, everywhere. So, you know, when the beeper went off, you never knew what borough I was in. So, you know, shout out to New York City. You know,
sure.
Just shout out to New York City in total. But I'm glad you're here. So the reason why you're here is for a lot of things. I want to ask you a lot of questions. I want to talk about this topic. I've seen some videos that were sent to me, and, you know, I found you interesting, especially for this topic that we're discussing today, and I know you have a lot to say. So, okay, for everybody that's listening on the phone lines and my audience, the topic for today is how big of an impact does hip-hop have on politics? And I think, George Martinez, I'm going to let you take over and answer that.
All right, well, thanks again, you know, Sister Emma E2K. It's a real honor to be here with your listeners. Always in the spirit of solidarity and community building, which is first and foremost my understanding and commitment to promotion of the culture of hip hop. And so let's just respect that space, and I appreciate you. You know, a lot of people for a long time, you know, have always asked the question about what, you know, whether hip hop could do, hip hop's impact socially, culturally, and I think that where we are now, I think the easiest way to answer your question most directly is that hip hop in every aspect in every aspect, has already dominated the political sphere. And it's dominated because hip-hop is the only and most dominant intergenerational cultural phenomenon that was produced in the hoods in New York City, became an organic globalizer, and inevitably was articulating issues and concerns from the creation of the five elements and the convergence of the five elements when Afrika Bambaataa called together the five elements in his community to stop local violence and figure out a way to promote peace, love, and having fun. The sheer act of that is a political act in resistance to the economic and political conditions of the time. So the way people define politics sometimes means about people think about voting only or they think about protest only, but we got to look at it in the big picture. That in and of itself was a powerful political statement, not to mention the fact that the block party or the party, the jam in the schoolyard, was an unauthorized convergence of like-minded creative people who got together for sometimes we stole electricity to power the amps from the bottom of the lamppost. Everybody know it. Like, you open the bottom of the lamppost, you power that amp. So everything about the creation of the culture, about the way we demonstrated, even to the art of putting beautiful masterpieces on the trains, and it was everything about it was political. And since that point on, I mean, hip-hop evolved into where songs and movement around the apartheid, I remember that in the 80s. Hip-hop has evolved into the number one tool for youth development programs internationally as it relates to the State Department and other, the USAID and the United Nations, because they recognize that in hip-hop are the seeds of hope and community transformation. So all that's already political. And in our country, people are now at an age where, you know, people are paying taxes, you got kids going to school, and so those real formal questions like who's making decisions at the school board, what the community councils are doing, what the mayors are doing, those questions are now something that more and more people are ready to engage. So hip-hop has been there, and it's ready to take on the vote.
Right, because, I mean, you know, it's funny that every time the elections come through, all of a sudden you have, like, certain rappers, for instance, with Obama now, just talking about the current, with Jay-Z.
Right.
So Jay-Z being, you know, in the level that he's in now, him co-signing, per se, Obama.
Right, right.
Now makes Obama cool, or makes Obama related to hip-hop, and just because Jay-Z gave him that pass, or, you know, gave him that recognition, like, he's cool, oh, he's cool, so we're going to vote because he's cool. Marketing, of course, the younger generation.
Right, right. Well, I mean, you know, traditionally, in traditional models of politics like that, what you have is the popular celebrities. We call them in the industry the tastemakers. So the tastemakers have been applied to just not branding products and new groups and all those sorts of things that you would expect in the industry, but it's applied to politics, and it's applied to candidates, and it's applied to campaigns. So that's the same model. But that in and of itself is a positive recognition of the cultural power that the hip-hop community, even the rap industry, there's a difference between rap industry and hip-hop. Hip-hop is a culture. The rap industry, Jay-Z represents a very successful hip-hop member of the hip-hop community who has been successful in the rap industry, but the rap industry is just the normal traditional politics. What we're saying now, and what I definitely am promoting, is that beyond that, what hip-hop did was democratize the ability for people to get in where they fit in, where if you knew how to dance, you could bring that. If you understood artistic creation, you could bring that, where you could bring your element, your aesthetic, and find a level where, I mean, you found community in that. So that in and of itself is the new translation. So we don't need to reflect so much on Jay-Z's, because the presidential thing, presidential elections are important, but that don't decide what happens at everybody's local school district. So all politics is local, is back to the point. So literally it is not the Jay-Z on TV as much as it is the remembrance of the block party, the remembrance of how we built community enough to even have a Jay-Z be successful in that way. That's where we could do some things on a local level to actually start building from the bottom up, because that's what hip-hop has always been about.
That's true. I remember, you know, growing up in Watson and escaping from my mother. I was about maybe 12, around 12, 13 at the time. We used to go up to Bronx River. And the first time I ever been to a club was 14 years old. Ooh, don't say that, but shout out to DJ Jazzy J, who snuck me in to 1018 and Funhouse. And I was there seeing all these artists, and I was just in that whole energy and that whole element. And I grew up with that, and I'm so grateful for that. Like, I was actually there. I seen Bambada, you know, coming out of his building. Like, I was actually there in that element where they passed the mic, where there was no mic. Forget about a mic. They just stood there, and it was everybody used to just sweat, and you had to get close to be able to hear the snaps that come out of each, you know, each rapper. Like, that was the element of it. It was just the whole, like you say, and while that was happening, then you had another circle where they were breakdancing.
Right,
and
the
then while that
the
was happening, you had some, you know, the Taz crew over there, you know, doing their creativity. So everybody was doing something.
Right.
So whatever, you know, whatever it is that you was attracted to, whether it was the rapping or the DJ, or standing next to the DJ and just watching him, you know, the way he was spinning the records and doing the cutting and all that. So whatever drew you to whichever element, it was a whole bunch of elements, everything just happening at the same time, that it was just such an energy that you have to, if you didn't have talent, just stay in the sidelines.
And you could be there because, I mean, that was where the fifth element even, where knowledge. So it was the ability to just begin to understand what it was doing. And KRS-One, let me play one of his joints. KRS-One is one of the cats that definitely has really pushed that side of the hip-hop conversation in terms of the philosophical, spiritual underpinnings. And he's always done that. That's why he's been a teacher. And in that space, there were people who even had the capacity to do more than that. Now we got hip-hop academics. Now we got professors. We got university classes that are hip-hop based. We got public speakers. We got doctors and lawyers who grew up in the culture, who bring their certain aesthetic to their own institutions. And, I mean, I remember a few years back when Barbara Walters, when, like, Will Smith had his movie, one of the Men in Black jump-offs, and this is a minute ago, and that song Getting Jiggy With It, and it's a mainstream commercial rap song, but I remember when Barbara Walters was on TV talking about Getting Jiggy With It, and it just, that symbolized to me that we already had now dominated the ability to affect conversation and language, and let alone the issues. I mean, you could just think of Ronald Reagan and the war on drugs, and you think of what hip-hop from White Lines all the way through to now, the continuity of the struggle to save people's lives in the midst of those things has always been there. And if you look at hip-hop, you could see American history. So it's always been right on time.
That's true. That's true. If you do go back, you can just see it, everything as it evolved. You're absolutely right about that. Now, let me ask you something. What have you been doing to contribute to continue, you know, the hip hop legacy?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm originally from Brooklyn, New York. Grew up in South Brooklyn, the Gowanus, Red Hook, side of Brooklyn, Sunset Park, and I've been involved in the culture of what we call now hip hop since before anybody called it that. We were all, like you said, in the streets. We lived the life. We were interested in certain things. We gravitated toward those things. We learned. And early on, I began to MC. I started off as a B-boy, like a junior member of BIA, one of the crews from Brooklyn, Breakers in Action, and was a junior member on the come up and just always involved in something. And at the same time, I was always doing community organizing. So I never always saw a role for people who were outside to do good. And a lot of that came from church underpinning. But in my life, I was able to bring those foundations to the university. So I'm a professor of political science. since the age of 24 years old, started teaching at Hunter College. I currently teach my own class that I've created called The Politics of Hip Hop, a music movement that really is built on some work that I've been doing for the last few years as an academic, a former doctoral fellow of political science from the CUNY Graduate Center. I'm the first hip-hop artist to be elected to political office in New York City. In 2002, I was elected as a Democratic district leader for my assembly district. So I early on also started recognizing our potential that if we can host a party, if we can have 150 people at a jam, well, we can, in elections where there's small numbers, we can actually start to build political power from that and start to affect the agenda. And it was early on, and not a lot of people were into it yet, but nowadays it kind of is coming full circle. I have my own nonprofit organization that does a lot of the work behind all of these kind of initiatives and ideas, and it's called the Global Block Foundation. Our mission is to harness the spirit of activism, innovation, and creativity at the core of the hip-hop movement to empower youth to become agents of change where they live, on their block. Because our perspective is that when everybody's done doing their work or hanging out, they go back to their crib, they're back to their houses on their blocks. And the way we change the world is block by block and city by city. So we promote that aspect of promoting a block by block approach, hyper local. And I've been involved heavily with the Occupy Wall Street movement. We did lots of things involved in that. I recently ran for Congress, U.S. House of Representatives. And I've been a hip-hop ambassador for about 7 years now as a cultural envoy with the State Department. So I, in every way, shape, or form, try to bring the things that I grew up with into reality. And from that very defiant New York hip-hop perspective, even to the point where it got me in trouble at times, I was going to be unwavering in my commitment to do it how we do it. And at this point, it's making sense. At this point, we have intergenerational movement. We even got the president needing hip-hop legitimacy. We got universities supporting classes, and we got some great minds out there writing books and some wonderful new artists on the come up. So hip-hop is expanding, and I've been blessed to be a part of it in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, definitely. Hip-hop has definitely a very, very big and heavy impact on politics. When it comes to that, I salute you. I salute you with everything that you've been doing. I mean, I've seen your videos. I read a little something, but, you know, I let you, you know, express your story better. No one can tell nobody's story better than themselves, right?
Hopefully, yeah.
I seen a video. I believe your wife, is your wife in a video as well? Does she collab with
you?
Yeah,
absolutely. We are a hip-hop family. My wife is an MC, and so our group is called the Global Block Collective, and she raps with me. Our four-year-old son has been on tour with us, and he's been to other countries already. I mean, things that I never even thought about doing until I was, you know, mid-20s. The baby's been blessed. So we really believe that, you know, there's a lot of people who are out there who come from the hip-hop memory, who remember hip-hop and remember the essence of it. And, you know, they may dance to some music that's out nowadays, and there's a cool couple of grooves that got you, but they remember that there's something else. And we hope that our music does that. It promotes positive, authentic hip-hop beats, lyrics, but it really is about that a husband and wife team could do that. I've been married for 8 years. We've been together for 15. You know, we have a testimony of meeting from a blind date. So literally, in that, so that whole the spirit of hip hop, the adventure, stepping out and going into the cipher and seeing how it is. I've been blessed to have that in a partner. And I mean, last year we were able to create the official, what became known as the official Occupy Wall Street anthem. And with that, we put out a music video. So we tour, we perform, and, you know, her mission is to be able to be a positive voice. You know, she'll drop a lyric and talk about, you know, F the drama, little old me breastfeeding mama, got the noise, you know. So it's like she'll flip it in a real way where it's like, this is real
life.
We don't have no fakeness to it. And there's a struggle sometimes of being a mother and being this, but you know what? It's all about positive hope and moving forward. And we change, we do that. That's how we do our music and we do our activism. And I've been trying to bring that into law and policy and what we do in our cities. We can, you know, tackle things like stop and frisk and, you know, the violations against our children. We could tackle things like, you know, slumlords and divide and do things about food security where there's, we have child hunger. You know, can we end childhood hunger in our neighborhoods? Can we work on some real goals? And I, you know, I say that hip hop is the flavor, is the power to say what it is, bring the people to the streets, and let's get some work done.
I love the whole family concept. Definitely peace to the queen. She sounds awesome. She definitely sounds awesome. You make, y'all make a good musical team, you know. You bring the delivery. I like it. You know, I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. And the fact that you do it all, you know, collab as a family, that's hot. Like, that's not really seen. It's usually like, if the male rapper comes out, and even though he may have a wife and a queen, it's like, you know, she gets put to the side, or vice versa. Like, you know, why can't it just be a collabo? That, I think that's awesome.
Right.
I think that's definitely awesome. And I support it. I definitely support you. I know you're performing. Is it this Friday or next Friday in Sarasota?
We're performing this Friday. We're on a little solidarity building tour for our upcoming album, Occupation Freedom Movement Music, and we're also promoting a grassroots organizing. So this Friday at a community, a media, a cultural arts and media center called Fogartyville in Sarasota, Florida, we'll be there doing a performance, a set, and trying to have some fun with some folk and hopefully, you know, rock out. That's what we intend to do.
So people want to contact you because they want you to come out and perform. How can they reach you?
Oh, yeah, we're on tour. We're available, and that's what it's all about. Folks can reach directly via email at globalblock@gmail, and people can visit the website, globalblock.org. And lastly, on Twitter, it's also @GlobalBlock. So we kind of keep it all simple. And from there, you can kind of find a lot of things. And nowadays, literally, I'm Googleable, you know, and praise God. You could literally George Martinez, hip-hop, or, you know, something. And
you know, listen, you know why I laugh? Because I'm always saying that. I say Googleame. I'm Googleable.
Exactly.
I say that all the time. Oh, my God, my audience must be dying laughing. Okay,
exactly.
So just to make it correct, just so people can get it, it's Global Block, and Block is spelled B-L-O-C-K.
That's right, all one word, .org, and at Gmail, so for the email directly. But the website is a good way to see what we do, and there's also the contact form so people can get in touch, let us know what's going on. And again, if there's opportunities to build solidarity, build, share some tools, some experiences, and grow community, that's what it's all about.
Definitely, people, all the whoever's listening, everybody on the phone lines, make sure you go to the website, check out the movement. It's a family movement. I mean, and it's not seen, and he's really bringing a message, and we need to hear that. Like, I talk about this all the time. People must be like, all right, I'm already. But it's true. Like, we, back in the days, I remember, like, you did something wrong in the corner, and by the time you got to your house, you were slapped so many times by the guy in the bodega. By the lady going down the block, the other lady that was in the window screaming at you. By the time you got to your house, you got so many bimbasos that you was like already like, oh, God.
Right.
You know, like
right.
Everybody got involved. Now it's like you even tell a kid, listen, and they're already dialing 911.
Or they dialing the black car. Right. No question about it. Yeah,
ACS,
you're absolutely
ACS,
right.
By the way, ACS, and they want to take him out. You know, come and take his ass out and support him and feed him too. Like, come on, really?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we don't have, and I'm not promoting abuse, of course. I'm not saying abuse, but that type of structure where it was okay to kind of discipline, not abuse, because a lot of people get crazy too. Discipline and just kind of, you know, that unity of the block. Like, I wouldn't even dare go to my block. Forget about facing my mother. I had to face like 1,000 people before I even got the hug. Like, you know?
We always said, we always said and celebrated.
It was respect.
We always said and celebrate in our community, like the terms, like it takes a village to raise a child. It really does. And
yes.
and we used to be, and it wasn't, it was always that. It was on the block, and that's how we maintained quality control over the neighborhood. You always had your problems, but generally speaking, the kids were able to get forward. They didn't like nowadays, there's so many sideways holes for the kids to fall through that the challenges are immensely different. Now we need more than ever the neighborhood to be, you know, organized and to be engaged with each other.
Yes. Yes, communication, you know, it's just about communicating and stopping the talk. Like, I go to New York sometimes, I'm like, my God, what happened to my beautiful New York City? Like, everybody's so stressed and frustrated. People looking at you up and down, ready to fight.
Yeah,
like, come on. Like, it's just too much. Like, the energy is, you know, it's just so dark. And I know there's going to be a change. I know people are stepping up. You're one of them. And I know there's a couple of people that are out there that are making changes. So we just got to move up and forward, man. I know we're going to make it happen.
Amen. All day, all week.
Yes. I appreciate you, George. Thank you. Thank you so much for your time. I'm going to support you. I'm going to check out the website a little more. And just keep
absolutely,
the skills.
Let's keep building.
Yeah, definitely. And listen, you're a friend to the show. You can call in whenever. Let us know what's going on, what you guys are doing. When the new video is coming out, let me know. I'll run it through my network. I have a call on the line. Let me see. Because sometimes they just call in just to listen, but let's see. 347,
okay.
You're on with Emma E2K and George Martinez. Do you have a question for George?
Not really, Emma. I just want to show you some love. It's DJ Showcase.
Thank you. Can you please bid salute to my guest, George Martinez?
Oh, definitely. George, my dude, I love your movement. I love what you're doing. Very well-spoken. That's crazy. We need more people like you in this world right now, really. Real talk.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. We need more people like you willing to make the phone call and say, yo, I could be heard, too. I'm down with the conversation.
Definitely, brother.
Thank you. I'm going to keep you on hold. There's a lot of people that just like to listen sometimes and they just want to observe. And that's all good, too. If we could just have them listening, if we could just seed or plant a seed, is, you know, I'm happy with that. I'm just happy
absolutely.
With that.
Absolutely.
I appreciate you again. Say peace to the queen for me and the family.
Thank you, sister.
Enjoy your time in Florida. And I know you are going to rock it definitely over there in Sarasota. And anywhere else that you're going to be at, like I said, you're a friend to the show, you know, don't be afraid to call in. And I'll support you. Any music, I'll play it. You know what I mean? We're here.
You got it.
All right.
Vice versa.
Peace.
I'm looking forward to big things. Thank you, sister. Have a good night.
You too. Peace. So that was George Martinez. Awesome, awesome, awesome interview. I definitely enjoyed it. You know, we had a classic show today. I went all boroughs. I definitely took it to BK, to Queens, to the Bronx, and, you know, ended with my interview with George Martinez. So I think I did fully around. The only thing that Lush did not come back on the air and let me know what was going on with Cougar Town or with the Real Husbands of Hollywood. So I guess I'm going to have to see who Tebow did and try to see it afterwards. Thank you, everybody. It's been a blessing. Peace, everyone. I appreciate y'all every week. Don't forget the Queen's Lounge. Always here with your sexy host, Emma E2K, every Tuesday from 10 to 11, discussing the hottest topic and having the hottest guests. You know, we love to build here. That's what we do. So I'm going to kick back. Try to catch up on these shows, and I'll see you next week. Peace, everybody. Peace. Thank you for calling. Peace out and hair grease, like we used to say in the block.